This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East MEA Center, www.imemc.org, for June 2nd through June 8th, 2006. Some Palestinian governmental employees received their pay for the first time in months under U.S.-led sanctions.
Negotiations between Hamas and Fatah continue tenuously.
And the Israeli army kills 9 civilians on the Gaza Strip, including 2 Egyptian border guards, and abduct a 23-year-old man from a hospital ICU unit.
These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned.
Of the Palestinian Legislative Council and Arab members of the Israeli Knesset joined this week's demonstration against the annexation wall in Bala'in. Israeli soldiers attacked the marchers with unusual severity. 6 Palestinians had to be evacuated to ambulances after sustaining serious injuries from beating, and 4 Israeli peace activists, including a journalist, were injured. In Tel Aviv this week, 1,000 people demonstrated against the siege and sanctions imposed on the Palestinian government. The demonstrators called on the Israeli government to enter immediate and unconditional peace talks with the democratically elected leaders of the Palestinian people. A concurrent demonstration in Ramallah, organized by a coalition of parties and civil societies, called for an end to the sanctions and the creation of a Palestinian state within 1967 borders. Meanwhile, the Israeli government approved a new plan to expand 4 illegal settlements in the West Bank, a practice the United States has opposed in the past. Under the new plan, Maskiot, an army outpost in the Jordan Valley, will be converted into a residential community built for 20 families of former Gaza settlers. This runs in opposition to former Israeli statements that new settlements would not be built in the West Bank to accommodate the evacuated Gaza settlers. The Israeli army also signed to expand Bitar Elit, an ultra-Orthodox settlement, by a 100-acre strip that will connect it to Israel proper. With around 30,000 residents, Bitar Elit is one of most rapidly growing settlements. Thousands of new homes have been built over the past 3 years, and more are currently under construction. Under the new expansion plan, 2 illegal outposts located 3 full miles beyond the Green Line will likely be incorporated into the main settlement. All this runs counter to Israel's former statements committing to the dismantling of 24 outposts, as well as the U.S.-backed roadmap in which Israel agreed not to expand settlements or create new ones.
And now, highlights from the Palestinian Center for Human Rights weekly report on Israeli military attacks against Palestinians. This week, the Israeli army killed 9 civilians in the Gaza Strip, including 2 Egyptian officers. On Monday evening, the Israeli army extrajudicially assassinated 2 members of the Palestinian Popular Resistance Committees and wounded 4, 2 of whom were civilians. This brings to 18 the number of extrajudicial assassinations conducted by the Israeli military since the beginning of the year. 54, including 15 civilians, have been killed in the assassinations, which are illegal under international law. On Wednesday, an Israeli tank fired an artillery shell at 2 Palestinians who were attempting to infiltrate Israel. The 2 men were killed, as well as a member of the Palestinian National Security Forces. The Israeli army continued to shell the Gaza Strip, injuring 11. The Israeli Air Force also conducted mock air raids over Gaza. Meanwhile, in the West Bank, 12 civilians, including an Israeli solidarity activist, were wounded by army gunfire. The Israeli army conducted at least 42 military incursions into the West Bank, focusing on Nablus. Soldiers arrested 55 Palestinian civilians, including a child, raising the number of arrests since the beginning of the year to 1,685. In one incursion into Nablus, at least 30 Israeli soldiers broke into the Arab Biblical Hospital in the city and arrested 23-year-old Jawad Saeed Al-Kabi, who was receiving medical treatment in the intensive care unit for a bullet wound in the abdomen. The army arrested Al-Kabi and moved him to an Israeli hospital for eventual interrogation. And in Al-Aqaba village, Israeli soldiers broke into a mosque. One opened fire, then committed suicide. Afterwards, the army declared the village under curfew.
A fraction of Palestine's 165,000 governmental employees have been paid after months of waiting, and amid growing unrest as the siege prevents the transfer of money into Palestine. The payments came only after members of the Palestinian security forces marched in the streets, firing automatic weapons and smashing the windows of Gaza's parliament building in protest.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas met with the heads of Palestinian factions Saturday evening in the ongoing interfactional dialogue. Abbas, who has organized the talks, hopes they will result in agreement on a document authored by Palestinian prisoners that calls for a Palestinian state to be established alongside Israel. In Saturday's talks, Abbas gave the factions 2 days to come to agreement before announcing a national referendum on such a document. A new poll indicates that 77% of Palestinians favor Abbas's proposed document and that electoral support for Hamas has fallen 13%. But Hamas shows no sign of reconciling with Abbas. Ismail Haniya, who heads the Hamas government, repeated on Sunday that Abbas was not authorized to call for a referendum under the current constitution. Meanwhile, the Palestinian Liberation Organization, headed by Abbas, convened earlier this week and approved the referendum. Amidst the talks, interfactional fighting continued. In the West Bank city of Jenin, 2,500 members of Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade, Fatah's arm wing, converged in black uniforms, chanting national slogans. And in the Gaza Strip, fighting occurred between the Palestinian National Security Forces and a new military force recently deployed in Gaza. Fatah and Hamas leaders urged calm. Atta Abu Ramela, who founded this new force, explains why it was needed.
This force will not be a substitute for the police or any other system of the legal Palestinian National Authority. The security systems alone do their tasks, and yesterday as we positioned this force, we didn't perform any formal tasks on the streets at all. We did not stop cars or arrest any people. We are a force intended to assist the authority legal system whenever we are called for duty by the general commander of the Palestinian forces in Jenin or the police commander general. We will be soldiers who follow the orders of the police commander. We started talks with the President Mahmoud Abbas to enlist this force within the Palestinian police system.
And that's just some of the news this week in Palestine. For constant updates, check out our website, www.imemc.org. As always, thanks for joining us. From Occupied Bethlehem, this is Tarina Aguilar.
And this is Dina Awad.